morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. We are looking at the book of Philippians this week, which is a book all about how to have joy always. Paul writes this book and says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Welcome to Trust the Bible. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I believe that this letter, Philippians, tells us how to have joy in life no matter what our circumstances. That's what Paul says is the main point of the letter by the end when he says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And we're looking at how Paul does this. Paul himself calls it the secret, how to be content in any and every circumstance. So what is his secret? Well, we've seen so far that it has to do with interpreting your circumstances in a positive way. Now, that's kind of a psychological way of talking about it. Modern psychology agrees that happiness is not dependent on circumstance. In other words, the Bible says this, and modern psychology would now agree. It wouldn't always agree, but the research has shown, has demonstrated over and over again in study after study that your circumstances do not control whether you are happy and content in life. What does control it is how you interpret your circumstances. And so you can have, a good income, financial security, good health, good relationships and have no kind of major crisis in your life and still be miserable. And you can have what would be, from a worldly perspective, crisis, lack of security, as Paul is thrown in prison unjustly. And yet you can have happiness. Paul says he rejoices no matter what his circumstance. How is it that Paul does so? Well, it has to do with how he interprets his circumstance. Now, modern psychology is going to say you've got to be positive in the way you interpret your circumstances. That's not exactly what the Bible would say. The Bible would say, let's be truthful in how we interpret our circumstances. And if you interpret them according to God's truth, that is something that leads to happiness. So that's good news. In other words, psychology can't really ground positive thinking in absolute truth. If you don't have the Bible, if you're not appealing to God, if you don't have some standard of what exactly is right and wrong, what is true and false, then you can look at circumstances and you can say, hey, let's learn how to interpret our circumstances in a positive way, regardless of whether it's true or not. Let's try to get good at seeing something positive in our circumstances. We don't really know if that's right or not, but we're going to try to think positive anyway. What the Bible says is God is true. God loves you. That is true. He demonstrated it by sending Jesus to die for you. God has a special calling on your life. He has called you to be part of his great commission, which is to go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. That's what Jesus sent his disciples on mission. And if you are a disciple of Jesus, if you have put your faith in him for salvation, you are part of that mission on earth. You are sent by him to help. Personally, you do that by studying the Bible and applying the commands to your own life. But you also want to be a part of his church in seeing that others come to know the truth of the scriptures and his teaching and his commands, because they are good. They bring freedom and joy. And so that's part of your calling that God has given you. And what the Bible also says is that in that calling, God will not fail. God is going to work through you to accomplish what he has called you to do. God is going to keep working in your life, drawing you to him, using you to do things for his name's sake. And if you value what's important, what is really important, not just what the world says is important. In other words, it's not about security. It's not about great finances. It's not even about health or that everyone loves you and you have great relationships. What it is about is seeking to glorify God and advance the gospel. And if that's what's most important to you, then that is the lens through which you'll interpret your experiences, and you will always have reason to rejoice. That's what Paul says in Philippians. That's what Paul models for us. So let's dig in a little more in how Paul models this for us. Paul says in Philippians 1 verse 12, I want you to know that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. So what Paul is saying here is that his circumstances are he's in prison. And he does not have the things of this world. He doesn't have financial security. He's probably in pain from not having anything comfortable to sit on or lie on. So his health is probably poor. There's all kinds of things he could list about how, from a worldly perspective, his circumstances are not good. But that's not the lens through which he interprets his circumstances. Paul interprets his circumstances through the lens of how will this impact the gospel? And he says, there's good news. Because I'm in chains for Christ, everyone in the palace guard is talking about the gospel. And what Paul means by this, I think, the palace guard, by the way, means those in charge of guarding the emperor, the most powerful person in the world. He's in the house that the emperor lives in. He's being kept in a prison sort of as part of that complex, in which some other part of the building, the emperor, lives. And so the Praetorian Guard, the ones that guard the emperor, are going to be some of the same ones that are in shifts guarding Paul and making sure that all the prisoners are kept where they need to be until their time to appear before the emperor comes up. And so all the palace guard are talking about this man, Paul, who's a well-educated man, who is passionate about the gospel, who's willing to be locked up in chains for years for the sake of telling people this good news. Now, when you see that, you're going to want to know, well, what is the good news that he's sharing? What is his message all about? And so Paul says, because I'm in chains for Christ, all of the elite Roman soldiers for the whole empire are talking about the gospel. So I'm excited that I get to be in chains for Christ because of how these important Roman soldiers are now talking about the gospel as a result. And Paul gives a second reason he's excited. He says, because of these chains, most of the brothers have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. So there are other believers in Jesus who were timid in preaching the gospel. They hear that Paul, their great leader and model, is in prison for the gospel, and it makes them even bolder to go out and preach the gospel too. You know what? What's the worst thing that can happen to me? I might be in chains like Paul. Well, if Paul can do it, I'm going to go out there and do it. Paul is encouraging me. Paul's not going to shy away from preaching the gospel just because of some chains. So neither should I. So in other words, Paul says, because I'm going through these terrible circumstances from a worldly perspective, I rejoice because I have great circumstances. What matters to me most in life, what I'm most passionate about, what my goal in life is, which is to advance the gospel, that's happening because I'm in chains. So it's good that I'm in chains. Now, that doesn't mean Paul wouldn't be excited to get out of his chains either. But what he's doing is he's saying, you know what, whether I'm in chains or not in chains, God's going to use this for his glory to advance the gospel, and so I can rejoice whether in chains or not in chains. As he'll say by the end of the letter, whether well-fed or hungry, I can rejoice in any and every circumstance through Christ who strengthens me. That's what this letter is all about. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.